And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Good morning and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, do we have a great show going for you today. Pete Gray's on his way to Panama with our Castor's Let's Talk Hookup trip. But boy, are we going to have some fun today. We got the boys from the Independence, Captain Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser are going to be in here. We're talking all things fishing today, and the fish are biting. It's going to be a great show. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
Shimano is proud to present an opportunity for you to go fishing on two of the finest three-quarter day boats on the fleet and use the top-of-the-line Shimano gear. It's Terramar Tuesday, going on now through September. Join Shimano Pro staff aboard the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing, and coming in June, the new Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. These trips will be booked through the landing and it's the same price as a regular three-quarter day trip, but the difference will be a selection of top-of-the-line Shimano Terramar rods and reels will be available for you to try, along with an assortment of Shimano jigs and more. And a member of the Shimano Pro staff will be aboard to answer questions you may have. Terramar Tuesdays will feature Shimano Terramar rods with Trinidad A, Torium HG, Tranks, and Talica reels available for you to try for free. Don't miss Terramar Tuesday on the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing and beginning June 7th aboard the Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. Check the landing website for more details or the trips page at hookup1090.com.
Pete here. I was fortunate enough to use the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit on my boat this summer and fall. And let me say, it's truly incredible. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. As for marking schools of tuna, yellowtail, and more, it's the best. You run over a school, and there they are in full color and high definition. The new NSS Evo 2 built-in sonar technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. I recently added the Simrad AP24 autopilot to my system. I've had other autopilots before, but I can tell you this one is simple, sensitive, and accurate. It integrates with my Simrad NSS Evo 2. I set a waypoint, touch the screen, and the boat steers to that spot. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system and AP24 autopilot I'd like to tell you, but best just go to your local Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com for more details.
Everybody looks forward to spring fishing, the yellowtail are starting to bite, and exciting tuna action is right around the corner. As the fishing is ramping up, Ford Truck Month is winding down. These are the final days to get big rebates and special low financing on Ford F-Series, the best-selling trucks in America for 39 years in a row. That's why you see so many at the launch ramp these days. F-150 has the power and capability to tow and launch your boat with ease. Plus, its high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body panels won't rust like other trucks. If you have a big boat to move and need even more muscle, Ford Super Duty is definitely the way to go. Its next-generation 6.7-liter Powerstroke turbo diesel delivers big-time power along with impressive fuel economy. So don't miss the final days of Ford Truck Month, the best time of the year to step up to a new F-150 or Super Duty. See your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. As we said, going to be an awesome show. Very stoked to have these guys in the studio. Captain Mark Paisano, Paul Strasser. Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
Good to have you in here. I know that this is a very busy time of year for you guys. You guys are guys that wear a lot of hats. A lot of stuff going on in the world of Mark and Paul, in obviously the Independence, but just so much stuff keeping you busy fishing-wise throughout the year.
Well, yeah, this is the beginning. Yeah. I mean, the Independence, we were going full speed doing the boat work, maintenance, getting everything ready for that boat, and now it's on a 16-day trip. They fished yesterday for the first day down at the island. They're on a 16, and so that boat's up and away. We did a lot of work to that boat this winter, and it's back looking brand new again. thank God. And in the bait world, we just got all of our equipment together, another 2-3 months of maintenance on the barges and the boats. And
San Pedro Bait
Company. We got the Newport Bay barge in position a few days ago. So the people down in Newport now are going to have nice live bait for their small boats and for the landings there. So we got that going.
You guys are definitely taking the bait thing to a next level up there. There was certainly a position for more bait and easier access, and you guys being fishermen and knowing what it takes, coming from sport fishing to provide the right amount of bait have done just, you hear it from everybody that's up there, how stoked they are that you guys have taken the reins of providing live bait.
Well, thanks for that, but to us is just trying to keep everybody happy,
sure.
And I guess in doing that, that's what happens, And you're talking about a couple sport guys like me and Mark and our other couple partners, and we just trying to keep it rolling. We know what it takes, and it takes a lot of work. We're running hours that that are not normal to the human being. Another thing, I talked to the filmer that does he's going to do a film shoot about the bait operation one day here. You'll be seeing it. Michael Folks.
Oh, wow, very cool.
And he was really, really, during the Fred Hall show, we talked for a while about bringing the camera crew on the bait operation, because it's a lost art, but it's an art that no one really pays attention to other than at 7 in the morning to go fishing, and they got bait there. And he wants to really get in and see what's really
goes into
catching live bait and keeping it live.
And our fishery is based on live bait. We have a live bait-based fishery out here. And you're right. I mean, that's as important of a component as anything else. And I'm the same. I don't really know all the inner workings that goes into it. I just know that you guys go out at nighttime and work your butts off, and next thing you know, there's scoops of bait in the tank.
Get kudos to Buck down here in San Diego. He does a very
good,
when the bait gets tough, people start mumbling, grumbling. But let me tell you, it's a tough, tough life, and he does a great job in San Diego also.
I know you guys can back this up. Buck was on the show. This is quite a while ago now, and they were looking for we got summertime positions. It's coming. We're looking for guys. And the line that he said was, you have to really love fishing and being on the water, because you've got to be prepared for a job where you pretty much don't have a day off for about 6 or 7 months. We're running and making bait and making it happen. And that's the type of schedule that you guys run. I mean, obviously there's days here and there, but, I mean, it's nonstop.
It can be, yeah. And hopefully the year will be another great year for everybody.
One thing, too, and obviously we got a lot to talk about, was talking of San Pedro squid. San Pedro bait is one thing that you guys really revolutionized was providing better frozen bait for guys, too. And I know that's not a glorious thing to talk about, but it is what it is. I mean, the bait that you guys offered is just worldly better than what was available before.
Well, that was definitely a fun. It was fun, and it was good, and it was easy for us to get involved because we're already there, and we know what good bait's supposed to look like and how it's supposed to be before you freeze it. So that was and we got a little bit of squid left, but not much a different year than ever.
There's just not much squid around right now anywhere on the coast, which is pretty much expected during a warm water event like we've had the last few years. So hopefully we can get back to where we can freeze that. Stuff that we catch and keep alive and bring it in, and it's in really good shape, but we haven't had the opportunity to do that now in a couple of years. Almost 2 years.
Can't catch what doesn't live here.
Yeah, there's a little bit of squid out there, I think, in the stores, but it's sure running out fast.
Yeah, that's for sure.
But, definitely is a good quality product, and we're really happy that it turned out to be like it did.
Yeah. So you mentioned the Independence. You said you got through a little maintenance period. Anything that we would notice, was it all below the decks, things that we wouldn't see? What's been the world of the Indy for you lately?
Well, that you would notice if you walked on the boat, new carpets.
Yeah, we put new carpet in the galley, did some upholstery work, some window stuff.
Revamped the heads, the showers.
New shower doors. We rebuilt both sonar. We had to put a new sonar hoist in one of our sonars, new dome. A lot of water makers. There's a new water maker on the boat.
Oh, yeah.
New refrigeration on the boat. Boat's going to be, this is season 13, believe it or not.
When we started the show, Paul just glossed, we did a little bit of stuff. That's a lot of work.
Yeah, we're making close to 3,000 gallons a day now with our water.
Wow.
And we put a lot of money in fish our refrigeration system that keep your fish at a perfect level at all times. We went with the newest of the new of the chillers. And that took a lot of doing, but we did it, all new plumbing.
That's
and,
awesome.
You know, that's the stuff you don't see.
Sure.
But you do see when your fish look beautiful.
Right.
And there's a reason for it. Yeah. The fresh water deal, people don't really realize it, but the boat with 7 bathrooms, all fresh water flushing toilets and showers. And
7 bathrooms.
7. When you run that much fresh water, we're burning 1,500 a day.
Right.
You know, it really makes the whole operation nice. So it's good to have all this good equipment that's awesome. New.
That's stuff that you don't notice is a lot of times the most important. You know?
Right.
And you sure would notice it if it wasn't there.
And the thing about it, like when Mark and myself, when we build this boat from brand new, we know how it should be when it was brand new.
Yeah.
And that's why we walked on that boat, we start picking our fingernails, taking a little scale off here if there is any. I mean, we always want to make that boat look premium at all times, you know, and it shows.
It was a fun project watching it go together and just kind of like we were talking about the bait company, it's a unique opportunity that two guys that have been involved in sport fishing virtually both your whole lives getting to start from scratch and know all the things that a boat of that caliber could potentially have, and to get to put all those systems in must have been a very cool project.
It was interesting, yeah.
Well, you certainly did a great job. So, Indy's out fishing on long trips. How's the big fish season been for the guys? What are we looking forward to? I mean, I know you were saying that the trip just got started, so hopefully we'll...
Yeah, I haven't heard too much other than they had a good start to the trip. You know, I did see one picture of a nice fish, but as far as it's been, decent as far as the fishing down there in the lower zone, but I don't think it's been banner yet. You know, it's kind of up and down. You know, you'll hear there'll be a week or two of good fishing, and then a week or two of slower fishing. So, but it's overall, I think it's been pretty consistently decent fishing down below, and we'll see here. Like I said, the trip just started yesterday, so we really don't have a lot of information.
Sounds like the last few trips had really good, just regular good quality big ones. You know, not necessarily, you know, the highlight reel, bring the new camera down, you know, loads full of 200-pounders, but just every one was 130-pounder, 150-pounder, so many just real nice quality. So
yeah, that's some good fishing.
Yeah.
Our last trip prior to this one, they left the dock, they had some good fishing.
That's
good
awesome.
To be in the right spot, and it's good when the fish are really biting.
So moving forward from here, I know another long trip, and then you guys kind of, I mean, next thing you know, it's April already. We get into May and, you know, early summer fishing, and that transitions. What are we looking forward to? What kind of schedule is the end of you going to start rolling once we finish up the long range season here?
You know, Rick, it's very interesting looking at our schedule because, you know, we always do our 8-day in May, starting at the beginning of May. We actually added another 8-day this year with one of our groups, Dennis Evans and his guys. But our schedule is absolutely wedged. We have one spot in July open. And these just opened up. These were all sold. These are people that have canceled in the last 48 hours. One cancellation in July. There's two spots in August. There's one spot in September open on a trip. October sold out. We have three spots on Stan Vandenberg's 13-day trip later on in the year. That's in November. And then, we actually sold out our 5-day Christmas trip. That just happened here yesterday.
My suggestion to anybody wanting to fish on the Independence, look at our schedule, pick one or two trips that you're very interested in, call Judy, get on the list.
Sure. Well, listen to what Mark just said.
It's very, very important.
This trip was sold out in 48 hours. There's a cancellation. So, I mean, just because you see a sold out next to the trip you want to, just put it on the list. Put a couple that work, just like you say, and tell Judy, hey, I really want to go. I got my deposit ready to roll. Just these are what I want. You call me the second the spot opens up.
Yeah, and a lot of times what she'll do, if you get, sometimes people give her a deposit.
Sure.
And we put it on a floater. It's good for this year, next year, whatever.
There you go.
And that way you already have your deposit in, and sometimes that works a little bit better.
I'm sure, yeah. Money always talks, as they say.
And that's a lot of guys will do. They'll have a floater there, and if a trip comes up, she'll make it. But that's what I would do.
But certainly a testament to how well of an operation you guys have run and do run. An unbelievably comfortable boat. It's just a fantastic trip and boat and operation that you guys have put together, and that's why. I mean, the boat's, it's sold out. I mean, we're darn near sold out for the whole year here.
Right. Yeah, the boat's done very, very well. And like I look at other people, everybody's doing good.
Yeah.
The industry is doing very well. We had a very good local season last year, as we all know. And what that does for the long range guys, it's the start, we just started a whole new group of people. Hopefully they go from a one-day trip to a two-day trip. Some of these guys even saw Wahoo on a three-quarter-day trip last year.
Right.
As we all know, this,
awesome.
That was the craziest thing I've ever seen. But catching a few, if I was on a three-quarter-day trip and I saw a Wahoo, second thing that's going to my brain is, I would like to do this again. Where do I do this at? Well, you got to go to San Diego and may jump on one of the long-range trips. So we brought in a lot of new clients, and hopefully it'll work here in the years to come. And, as you already said earlier, there's starting to be some bluefin already
around.
Yeah,
I mean, I would say the season is upon us. You know, I mean, obviously, it's early. It's crazy. It's April.
Early,
it's the beginning of April. And, I mean, there's been a few trips that have run from all of the landings, and virtually all of them, you know, San Diego landings, and
right.
Virtually all of them have had fantastic bluefin fishing. I mean, limits for just about every trip. It's real deal.
We have this going on down here. You had yellowtail going at the Coronados. Up in my neck of the woods, Rocky Point, Catalina, it never really stopped.
Right.
In the middle of the winter, the guys are yo-yoing iron out Rocky, catching these 25 to 38-pound yellowtail.
That's exactly what I was going to say. The grade of yellow that the boats from 22nd Street Landing have been catching are phenomenal. I mean, phenomenal.
I mean, you're going to get that beautiful fish, and then you're going to get that smaller grade also, Catalina, you know. But the bottom line is the fishing has never really stopped. And that's what you expect when we had such a strong El Nino that we're going to have a decent, it was a nice mild winter,
right.
And we're going to bump right into this spring. It's going to happen, and it's going to be good.
You said there's appropriate amount of bait around. There's obviously all that red crab. There's plenty of feed. There's good water already. I mean, there's tuna already. You talked about that great yellowtail fishing. I mean, the stage is certainly set for another awesome one.
Yeah, that's my prediction. It's going to be good.
I think so, too.
I don't like to predict too many years in advance, but I can go at least one.
Yeah, I like your style.
Yeah.
Well, as you can hear, we've got a great show. Really fortunate that you want to talk about jacks of all trades, from building boats to landings to fishing to bait and everything in between. We are really stoked to have Captain Mark and Paul in here. Going to be a lot of fun this morning and some really, really good information. And if you'd like to join us, we would love to hear from you this morning. There's two ways you can reach us on Let's Talk Hookup. If you want to give us a call, first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, it's 858-457-1090, or you can reach us toll-free. That toll-free number is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. That's toll-free, going to get you through right now. And not only are we going to be talking all kinds of fishing and having lots of fun today, we've also got a couple of great prizes for one lucky caller at the end of the show today, first of which is a six-pack of live deception jigs courtesy of Ahi USA, a very, very cool pack of jigs. It's a dart-style jig with a really cool, very realistic finish. And about the perfect thing to be fishing as this bluefin gets rolling right here. Those darts are just undeniably good when it comes to fishing those bluefins. So one person's going to get a six-pack of those great jigs, and then another lucky caller, a full AFTCO performance package with an AFTCO performance shirt and shorts, courtesy of our good friends up at AFTCO. So a really nice AFTCO clothing package. A couple of awesome prizes. Again, if you want to get through, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for four straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels aren't just hotels. Most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. It's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and rancholeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
The Sport Fishing Association of California is taking a leadership role to broaden the fishing opportunities for Southern California anglers. And Saturday, April 23rd, Pete Gray will be traveling to Mazatlan, Mexico, with the president of SAC, Captain Ken Frankie, and his staff to host a live broadcast from the Pueblo Bonito Emerald Bay Resort in Mazatlan. The broadcast will feature some key personnel from Mexico Fisheries and help strengthen the ties with the sport fishing fleet in Southern California and Mexico. They will also discuss the great fishing opportunities available in Mazatlan. SAC's mission is to promote tourism through marine recreation and educational activities while protecting ocean resources. By working together with Mexico, we can show our care for the resources, both at home and across the border. Tune in Saturday, April 23rd, a very special live Let's Talk Hookup broadcast from Mazatlan, Mexico, with the Sport Fishing Association of California. Check californiasportfishing.org.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. I know I just got a call during the break from the boys on the water, and fishing's going good.
Yeah, they started the trip off and talked to Matt there. He's running the trip, and he said they had good fishing yesterday, 50-some-odd fish there up to about 185. And today, this morning, they had a handful of good ones there, like 180 to 195.
That's awesome. How cool. What a great start for those guys.
Starting off good there.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, as we can hear, great show again. Like we said, very busy morning on the phones. Everybody wants to talk to the boys from the Indy, so let's do it. Let's jump right into the phones and get things started off this morning with Don, who's calling us from Woodland Hills. Don, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Rick, Captains Mark, and Captain Paul.
Good morning.
With this, my question has to do with bluefin tuna, and with, you know, the fish starting to show up and hopefully going to get into some of the bigger fish again this year. What kind of hook size would you recommend for a heavier rig, you know, in the 50 to 60 and above pound, if we get a chance to target those big guys?
Well, you know, and this goes for any fish. I always say hook size goes with bait size. You know, if and last year we had a variety of sardine sizes. We had everything from the size of your index finger all the way up to the full size, what we call fulls. I mean, back in the day, they kind of classified sardines as you know, quarters, halves, and fulls. You know, quarters were like the, you know, the finger size sardine, and then your halves were kind of the medium. You know, what we like that 6 to 7, and then obviously you got your 8 to 10 inch. You know, your bohonks. But hook size, whenever you know, bluefin are picky fish. You want to try and stay as small as possible. But also you don't want to go too small to where, you know, you're sacrificing your holding ability. So, like, you know, anything in that 2 and 3-aught size for the sardine. And then if you're fishing anchovy, which we had some really nice anchovies, and sometimes the bluefin will bite that anchovy good, then you got to drop down into the, like, the number 2s and number 4s, depending on the size. And two, your line test plays into the fact on your hook size. So, you know, if you're using real heavy line, you want to use a little heavier, bigger hook to give you that holding power. So, you know, if you're fishing that big bluefin, that say 100-pound plus bluefin, and you're using 60-pound test, you know, you want to use a good super mutu like 4-aught, you know, on a bigger bait.
So say we're sitting on the Indy and it's a typical bluefin pick bite. You're plunking. They're definitely there, but you got to really work for them. What does one do to increase that getting a bite? Say you it's to the point where you got to do something. Do you just you leave everything the same and fish what you feel is an appropriate hook size, an appropriate line size? You just keep burning through baits until you get a really good one to get a bite? Or do you drop in hook size or drop it? What's maybe the lesser of two evils, dropping in your hook size or dropping in your line size? Or do you just never do either of those two things?
Well, no, you
just keep burning through.
You can, as long as you don't have big fish around. I've seen a bite one time. We were at Tanner Bank, and there was 40-pounders boiling, and there was 100-pounders boiling right next to each other. And I cast an anchovy right off the side of the boat, with 25-pound test and number four hook. We had straight anchovies, and a 100-pounder ate it, and schooled me like that. But so, it all depends on what's around the boat.
Right.
If you have big fish and you sacrifice and you drop down, but if you're in a bite and you're drifting a plunk bite and you need to drop down in hook size and line size, you just do it.
Yeah.
But I think that what is really more key than that is bait selection.
Yeah.
Sure.
Take a minute and make sure you pick a really nice bait.
Well, you guys are bait guys. How does one do that? I know it's not something easy to describe over the radio, but what is a good bait? We hear that all the time. It's another thing to hear it and actually pick the best bait out of the tank.
On the Independence, we have these troughs. They're probably, I think they're 18 inches or 20 inches by like 2 feet. They're big troughs. And when you put a scoop of sardines in there, they actually get they actually start to swim around in circles, and the good bait will always change color right away. The troughs are white. When you first put the bait in there, the sardines are dark. Within a minute, the ones that turn white are really lime color. That's the hot bait.
Okay.
And you always want to look for the one that's not bumping his nose against the rail and the one that's the hardest to catch.
Okay.
That's when we're talking about bait selection. That's the first thing you want to do is get the one that it's really hard to catch. And like we're talking about during a plunker bite, what I always like to do, I'm always analyzing everybody. I find out who's getting bit, who's not getting bit.
Sure.
And if everybody's using 40-pound and they're not getting bit, I'll jump a guy down to 30-pound and see if that helps out. Like you say, though, if you jump down to 30, I wouldn't go any less than 30. But 30 floral... 40 floral is the best if you have to.
Right.
Jump down to 30 and bait selection for the bluefin. And then sometimes I'll throw a sinker on two or three guys. Like I get a group of 25 or 30 guys I'll be working with. I'll throw one or two or three guys with a little 2-ounce or 3-ounce rubber band rig above the Seaguar knot. And then send him down a little deeper. And a lot of times that works. You go down 10 feet, you stop it. Go down 10 feet, you stop it with the nose hook sardine. And believe me or not, many times I'll look over and the guy that just hooked the bait on, he's hooked up. And I go, how far were you? Oh, 120 feet down. Okay,
yeah.
Makes sense, And so I always like to go through the whole system and drop some guys down the lighter line, sinker rigs, different ways of fishing.
And that being said, though, we were talking about that a couple weeks ago, that the one equalizer is an epic swimming bait. If you've got a bait that's just swimming around in circles and it's on 12 pound and a teeny hook, it's still not going to get as bit as a bait that's just flying line off the reel on 50 pound.
And you'll know. You cast a bait in the water. If he doesn't take off, you give him a few seconds, and if he's just laying there, you wind him in and you change your bait.
You usually get a bite within the first 30 seconds.
Right.
And guy goes, well, were you already bringing it in? Believe me, watch.
Yeah.
30 seconds, then you'll get the guys that do the soak.
Sure.
Soaks are fine. You have to do it, but not everybody.
Right.
And a lot of guys get bit on the soak when you soak it away from the boat.
What about putting your hook into the bait? I know there's putting the hook into the bait different spots that makes the bait do different things, but is there a general rule that you follow that 90% of the time when Mark's pinning a bait on you, put the hook in the same spot?
There's several ways you can pin a bait on. One thing I like to make sure is, and I tell people this all the time, make sure your hands are nice and wet. Try not to squeeze the bait. If you've ever noticed when you put a sardine on, especially a sardine, the scales will end up in your hand. Well, I try and cradle the bait in my hand just so I'm not really squeezing and knocking the scales off. And, of course, you want to make sure the bait's clean. There's no red blotching on it, And whether you pin it through the side of the nose or belly, I like that belly hook, toward the maybe two-thirds back, on the belly of the, back toward the anal fin there. That's way you can also, I've seen guys pin them right through the back, which I'm not a big fan of, but some guys like doing that. The other way is just like you would an anchovy, you can collar hook a sardine, believe it or not. And they have a really heavy collarbone, so you can actually pin, you can collar hook a sardine, and you can wing them out pretty good from the boat. So that's another way to
do
it.
That's cool.
Yeah. there's a couple good ways I always like to do it. I either go in the anal hole, and I go right when the barb first goes in, and I don't go out with the point. I leave it in, and that way the bait goes straight down. That's my number one. Number two.
Really good that way.
Yeah. Number two, underneath the chest fins is good. The belly is also another good area.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Bluefin, I like to do that because the bait runs down. A lot of times the bluefin will sit underneath the boat deep. Mm-hmm. And when your baits go deep, that's good. A lot of times you'll see them up on the surface far from the boat, but that don't mean they're going to be biting your hook far from the, I mean, up on the surface. So I always like to make sure the bait swims down.
Don, those answer your questions for you?
You bet. Thanks, guys. Good information.
Hey, appreciate the phone call very much. Thanks for getting us started now. Hey, we're going to go down south. We're going to go to the East Cape and maybe my favorite place in the whole world, Rancho Leonero. And I know Gary's on the job this morning because John is in Panama with Pete on our Let's Talk Hookup trip. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, guys. See, I don't get to do any of the fun stuff, you know.
Well, some of us have to work, huh?
Yeah.
Gary, what's going on at the ranch?
To myself.
Well, we're anxious to hear. One, we're anxious to hear from how the boys are doing at Panama, but more importantly, we want to know what's going on at the ranch.
Yeah, well, the ranch at the moment is pretty much all about marlin. It's marlin, 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 anywhere you look. And again, like it's been this season, mostly the fish are getting caught on bait. I heard the discussion about bait. I was thinking about this, you know, and they're catching them down, you know, probably anywhere from 50 feet to the surface. But not a lot of action on the surface for whatever reason, but they definitely are strong bite. You should pick up anywhere between one and four fish a day, no matter whether panga or cruiser, it doesn't really make any difference. But there's nothing much else going on. I've heard there's some good dorada fishing further north out of La Paz. Those fish are moving down. We haven't seen them yet. There's still a few yellowtail getting picked off. A lot of roosters around the marina, all the way down to Punta Colorado. The zero bite's starting to get quieter now. It normally, this time of the year, it starts coming to an end. But generally speaking, good fishing, if you like the marlin fishing right now. We're just a little bit slow on dorada, no tuna, obviously. And that's about it for now. But, you know, we've had some really, really good weather all of March. And then suddenly we got a bit of a blow this week. So there were very few boats out again. It was kind of windy yesterday and the day before, and it's a pretty good day today. So we'll see how the fishing goes this week.
Awesome. Well, certainly some good info. I'm glad to hear that yellow's still around. I know some really good quality fish, but, boy, good marlin fishing is what it's all about, and I know everybody's favorite coming down to the East Cape. Well, Gary, I know the season is getting started off but already been busy. Are there opportunities to come down and go fishing with you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, get online, go to our website, rancholeonero.com, or you call the 800 number, 800-646-2252. Speak to Jeannie or Olivia, and they'll get you signed up. And one more question. How are we doing on bookings for the Let's Talk Hookup Tournament? Have we got any vacancies there?
I know that when we were at the shows, there was just a room. I think there was one single room available and perhaps two, but I know it was very, very full. It's incredibly early. Things got booked up for the Let's Talk Hookup trip, so I believe there may be one room open, but that was back at Fred Hall time, so that one may have gotten gobbled up, but it's certainly worth looking into, and I know you can always call the Jeannie or anybody in the office there and get dialed in, because it's a really, really fun group, a great time of year, and a really fun, really fun batch of people to go fishing with.
Yeah, one of the highlights of my year. I look forward to seeing you guys.
Can't wait, Gary. We'll appreciate the report as always. One more time, shoot us the phone number if somebody wants to join us on our Let's Talk Hookup trip or any of the great time to come down to Rancho Leonero.
All righty, 800-646-2252. And, of course, the webpage, rancholeonero.com.
Great job, Gary. It's great to hear from you, and appreciate you filling in while the boss is out playing.
Good. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Gary. Talk to you real soon. Appreciate that. Let's jump right back into the phones. We're going to talk to Bruce, who's calling us from Lemon Grove this morning. Good morning, Bruce. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Bruce.
Hey, you guys built such a nice boat there. I've walked it a few times, haven't been able to fish it. But are you ever thinking about the cost and what trying to build another one, have a pair of them?
Listen, Bruce, if we were going to do that, we would have done it at the same time we built this first one, because we had a lot of spare parts, put it that way. But no.
Yeah, you went down that road. You're solid.
No, the cost now to build a boat would be probably double, and we went close to $1 million over budget when we built that boat.
What budget? We didn't have budget.
Well, I know.
I know what you mean.
Let's call it a projection.
Yeah.
You know, that's more like it. But
oh, God.
I mean, the cost of just raw materials right now has gone up.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, steel, aluminum, labor, you just name it, it's all gone up. Probably, it would be double to build that boat.
Yeah.
You know, which I mean, I wouldn't even.
And another problem, too, Bruce, you don't have to build a boat. You'd have to find a place to build a boat.
Right.
And a boat of that size, you need to build it close to the water because they're very hard to move.
Sure.
And so that's another big problem. That's why a lot of boats are built up north along the rivers up there in Oregon. I mean, Oregon, Washington, Bellingham, you know, right alongside the rivers. And they got their own, like, they're building a boat like at Knight and Carter, I mean, Chula Vista at the boat yards. You're already at a yard, you just put the travel lift underneath to put it in the water. That's because just moving a boat is very, very expensive.
Yeah. It was a major
process. Did you have to move it in pieces or?
Yes and no. I mean, we built the lower section in Wilmington, which is probably, excuse me, like a mile from the water. And
but still, think about moving the Indy a mile on land.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
the hull, or like you say, the hull was built and it weighed. I'm trying to think now. The hull weighed, what, 125 ton?
Yeah.
Just the hull. So we moved the hull, and it was 19 feet off the ground from the street. So that you got to take that into consideration because you have to move. Now, think about this. There's signal lights. There's, you know, traffic signals. There's railroad crossings. There's phone wires. There's electrical wires. There's all these things. So you have to plan your route.
Yeah.
You know, and we did it pretty – I think we did it pretty, you know, pretty economically, really. I mean, it was to make two moves, to move the boat, put it in the water, take it back out, and then build it where we built the house was about $100,000 to make two moves.
Yep.
That's with the crane and the move. But I heard one of the other boats that was built in the same area did it a little bit later, and he was just a mile down the street. And they had some railroad crossing, some fencing issues, and I heard it was to move the two boats was about $500,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, make one move.
Yeah, sure.
Because they built their house on the boat, so they had to move all those wires.
Yeah, you have to move wire. You have to have phone companies. Think about all the companies and people you have to have out. You know, and just the thought process going into that is huge.
Logistics, crazy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It's.
By us.
Well, we're lucky to have the boat down here when we have it, that's for sure.
You start really wondering after a while.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bruce, appreciate the phone call very much. Now that it's done, was that just the biggest sigh of relief when that thing was in the water and you got to sit back and look at that? I mean, it seems like an insurmountable task to put all that together. I mean, there's so much that goes into a long-range boat, the class of the Independence.
Well, we made a video building of the Independence, and that you can see marks in my face during the interview and when the boat went in the water, it speaks for itself.
That's awesome.
It's beyond, you know, it's crazy.
Well,
anyways,
it's a beautiful boat, and it shows the work and effort that went put into it. Bruce, appreciate the phone call very much. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More phone calls. We're going to check in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting up and down the beach. You stay tuned. Let's Talk Hookup coming up on the Mighty 1090.
If you're not wearing Maui Jim sunglasses, you're missing plenty. This is Captain Paul Hebert from the Wicked Pisser. Fact is, I wouldn't go fishing with any other sunglasses than Maui Jim. When I wear them, the ocean's true colors come shining through with more contrast and clarity. When it's time to harpoon a big bluefin, I see that fish clearly at that critical time. Maui Jim, seeing is believing. Take it from us on the Wicked Pisser. Try a pair at your local tackle shops or check out MauiJim.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 55 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built for ultimate performance on the water. From our next-generation fishing shorts like the Tactical Camo or Stealth Shorts to our AFBLOCK sun protection shirts like the Fish Ninja and Samurai Sun Hoodie, the entire AFCO clothing lineup is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and designed with functional features to deliver top performance for the demanding angler. Visit www.afco.com to find a dealer near you.
All right, it's time for our 60-second Power Pro Advantage spot. It's a time where we talk about Power Pro and the advantages that you can get fishing that. And talking about bluefin as we are in bait selection, this is where Power Pro truly does give you the advantage. When you're fishing a short top shot of fluorocarbon on your Power Pro and your bait is swimming line off the reel, he's pulling a much smaller diameter than he would be when you're fishing monofilament. So it allows you to do the best of both worlds. Instead of fishing a full-length piece of 40-pound and your bait has to pull all that weight and diameter through the water, now you can fish with 65-pound Power Pro, more strength, and a short fluorocarbon top shot. Your bait has a lot less weight to pull and is able to move freer, look better, and consequently get you bit. It's the difference. Power Pro. Check it out at your local tackle store. And for more information, check out powerpro.com.
Yellowtail and bluefin are here now, and it's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle tough fish like these is Terramar from Shimano. The secret? TC4 construction. That delivers a rod that is light and sensitive, yet tough and powerful. Shimano Terramar should be your next rod. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best inventory in the country of Terramar rods and the experts to help you select them. Visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. From a half-day trip on the Dolphin, overnight trips, and soon, three-quarter-day island trips on the Liberty. You can count on Fisherman's Landing to deliver the best. Check the website for all that is going on or call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500. Book now at fishermanslanding.com.
XHPRF 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, rush!
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. Exciting times going on right now in fishing, and so cool to see that that bluefin biting the way that it is and so close to home, too. You know, the fact that we have limit-style fishing for all of our boats as close as it is a very exciting time for sure. And I know good opportunities to go fishing right now. I know, obviously, being out at Fisherman's Landing, seeing that boats online just about every night. I know Point Loma Sport Fishing doing the same. I mean, good opportunities to go fishing right now and take advantage of this early-season bluefin. And, I mean, we've got a nice week of weather in front of us. No reason that won't continue to, continue to roll. So exciting that tuna is local and biting and the opportunities are on. And, you know, I mean, it's, as you guys know, beginning of the season, it's tougher to get things started because there's not a lot of coverage. You know, when you're getting one boat out a week or one boat here or there, there's not a lot of coverage to really give you a sense of how much fish is going on. But to see, you know, now we're starting to get several landings, several trips, and all of these guys seeing the success that they are. And, you know, and now hearing the local fish, obviously three-quarter day, the San Diego, I know, had 15 big bluefin yesterday on a three-quarter day trip, you know, up to 60 pounders. And I mean, there's a serious wedge of fish out here right now, and with good weather and everything forecasted, there's no reason not to believe that that's not just going to keep on rolling for us. So anyways, looking forward to that. Hey, we've got a bunch of callers on the line. I know everybody wants to talk to the boys here. If you want to get through, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Let's talk to Steve, who's calling us from Carlsbad this morning. Good morning, Steve. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Great, Steve. What's going on?
Just cleaning off the rods. Fished the Prowler yesterday for some of those bluefin you were talking about. We fished a day-and-a-half trip, and we had limits for the boat. Medium-sized fish, kind of 20, 25-pounders. They were a little line shy, but it was a good time, and I just wanted to call and say thanks for the bait.
You're welcome.
Yes. Steve, how cool, too, that, you know, like you say, you strike while the iron's hot, the fish are biting, get out there and get your shots at it. Great to hear that you were on there. I know Buzz called the show in the morning and said that you guys had a morning hit for five or six of them, and we're going to keep on rolling. So glad to hear that you got in and got your shot on them.
Yeah, absolutely. And we fished the week before down in Saturday before, a day and a half on the Shogun, and slammed the yellows. The commentary I had was just the yellows. Now the quality of those yellows, the yellows kicked the bluefin's butt, I gotta tell you. the size of the yellows we had the other day, but it was really nice to get the bluefin, and we did see a couple bigger bluefin pop down the week before. But the bigger size were definitely around down there and inside a little more. With the smaller guys, it seemed like we're on the outside, but there's a lot of them. It's pretty cool.
When you hook a yellowtail on the bottom on a yo-yo jig close to the rock that it lives in, there's not much that pulls harder than that.
Right.
That's awesome.
So, Anyway, guys, thanks for the bait. I'm looking forward to being able to go on that fine boat of yours someday. And that's it. That's all. I just wanted to call and say good fishing, guys. Looking Steve. Forward to seeing everybody.
Thank you, Steve.
Appreciate the phone call. And congrats on your April bluefin. That's not something that a lot of people can say. Pretty darn cool. Hey, with that, it's time to find out what is biting out there. It's time for the Catch Report, which today is sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. The fish that you catch is a very valuable item, so why not take the best possible care of it? Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and they'll treat your fish just like it was their own, and once you try them, you'll be hooked. Check Fisherman's Processing .com for more details, or you can see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings. And that's the beauty of a Fisherman's Processing. When you come back from your long range trip on the Independence, they'll be right there waiting for you. You can pre-book your reservation for the boat. The boat comes in, they'll take care of all the fillet, smoke, jerky, whatever you need, and you'll be out the door in no time. Well, let's start it off up at Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. Now, Woolley, were you guys playing some kind of serious April Fool's joke on everybody talking about bluefin at a Dana War Sport Fishing on April Fool's Day?
You know, that buzz is running around our harbor too. Yeah, the Helena got out there on Friday. Captain Calvin Cooper, who owns the boat, was just decided, hey, he's got some of his buddies together, and they went out and took a look, and they were pleasantly surprised with what they saw, a whole lot closer to home than they were expecting.
That's
so
awesome.
They had a little shot at that fish. They went 2 for 6. They were expecting that smaller 18 to 25 pound stuff, and they ended up with a couple bigger fish. So I think one of their fish was just over 50 and the other was just under 70. So they got in on that, and you know, like I said, they were a little shocked to see what they saw as well.
How exciting to have 50 to 70 pound bluefin in 3/4 day range from Dana War Sport Fishing. April.
That's
it's April 3rd.
That's
so cool.
Yeah, I know, it's nuts. And for sure, right, it happens on April Fool's Day, of course, of all days. So anyways, no trips on the books yet to chase that stuff. I think, we need to see a little bit more of, the consistency with the catchable great fish for our guys to put something on the books. Certainly, who knows, some could change throughout the week, and, you might see something on the books here sooner than later. So certainly keep your eyes on that. But for our mainstay, guys, we're still fishing that rockfish on a 3/4 day trip. You know, we haven't seen any of that yellowtail move in yet down in those more traditional spots where we've made those catches in, months past. But, again, that rock fishing is finally biting like it's supposed to. A lot of that red crab has finally spun out of that sector, and it's actually ended up on the beach pretty heavy in the kelp. So, but the rockfish are cooperating. Some good scores on those bottom fish, anywhere from 100 to 150 reds to, a bunch of other bottom grabbers to kind of round out your bag on that front there on the 3/4 day stuff. And then the half day stuff, again, a little bit tougher this week. Just the water on the beach still hasn't gotten it together. It's kind of a green color, not necessarily what you call warm as well. And, the fish that we're catching on this half-day stuff is sculpin, some sheephead, occasional, sand bass and stuff like that you think you'd catch in that cooler water. So hopefully that stuff strains itself out this week as well with the weather we're supposed to have. And then the Fury, he's been over here coming out. I think he was there yesterday. He had rock fishing, some bass, and a little hit on some of that smaller grade yellowtail as well on his trip for his guys. So, again, keep your eyes on the counts. Some stranger stuff has happened. Again, we might have some trips on the books, but nothing concrete as of yet. So call the landing to see what's going on. Their number here is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web at danawharf.com. And then just we're telling guys, it's spring break up here, for a lot of our schools. Take advantage of the discount that you can save right there on the Let's Talk Hookup webpage. Click on that link. It'll give you a discount code. You can go online, book it, use the code, and save yourself 25% on the local trip.
It's so easy to use. It's crazy not to. Just go to the website, hookup1090.com. It's right on the front page. Click on the banner. It'll follow the link. You'll literally be saving some serious ducats to go fishing local at a Dana War Sport Fishing. Well, Willie, can't begin to thank you enough. Great report. So cool what's going on. And like I say, with good weather, you never know what's going on. Just keep tabs. You guys do a very good job keeping all your social media updated, websites updated. If there's good fishing to be had at Dana War, if you guys would do a great job of letting us know, and we'll look forward to coming fishing with you.
Cool. Right on. Thanks, Ricky, for that. And yeah, just keep your eyes on the counts, guys. It's, like I said, strange things have happened. Who knows that fish? They didn't see it yesterday. They're out looking for it. I think it's been a little bit further away than they were comfortable getting out to. But, stuff could cycle right back in no time. So
settles in and start biting. Well, Willie, appreciate a great report. We hope you guys keep getting them, and we'll look forward to talking to you next Sunday.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot. We'll see you later.
All right. Now let's head to the beach. Our surf fishing report with the man, our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey. Hey, if those bluefin are giving you headaches, hit the beach, man.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Good numbers, good fishing, Rock Hot, on a lot of fronts. You know, the perch fishing continues good. Several more of those two-pound class fish reported up north. Reports of spawners this week. Sand crabs showing on the beaches. Inshore grunion schools continue to draw the fish in the shallows. Beach, bay, lagoon fishing, all good on the halibut. Some more white sea bass showing in the surf line. The calico bass fishing on the reefy spots was excellent this week. Just all guns firing. Hook, line, sinker reported excellent halibut bite at the mouth and in the harbor there, Santa Barbara Harbor. Several legals were taken. 3-inch smelt and grunion pattern big hammers were hot. Wiley's reported excellent perch action on Oxnard and Ventura beaches. The big fish of the week was a 2-pound, 9-ounce barred perch taken on a lugworm off Santa Claus Lane up there. Easy limits on fishing, these guys reported. All the fish in the 1 to 2-pound class. Calico bass bite also excellent. Fishing squid on the rocky beaches like Leo Carrillo, Latigo, Coral Beach, and they're seeing some real nice quality fish, 4, even up to 5-pound fish. Just Fishing reported good action, Manhattan, Hermosa, El Segundo, 2-pound, 3-ounce was the big spawning perch this week. Lots of sand crabs showing on those South Bay beaches. And to the south, this is really curious here. Dana Point Harbor, and I got this report from a few people, school of skipjack roaming around inside the harbor. The kids been chasing them around, never getting the hook to one. They finally hooked one, and the tackle shop identified it as a black skipjack.
Get out of here.
The water's off color, Rock Hot. It's not like clean water, and it's kind of greenish, but there's a lot of bait in it, and these things have been spraying, and like I said, they finally hooked one, and it was a small black skipjack. So isn't it crazy? I've never heard of anything all the years I was in that harbor. You know, once in a while we get an albacore or something swimming there all screwy, you know, something was wrong with his navigation or something, but these fish seem to be in there feeding, so really interesting. And then, you know, the lagoon fishing was just outstanding this week, and then blue water there, Pacific Coast reported the lagoon fishing outstanding, and then blue water, one of their anglers there fishing tabletop along the beach this week landed a 44 and a 45-inch white sea bass, released both of the fish so he didn't get a weight on them, but those are both probably 30-pound class fish, I would say.
That's epic, from lagoons to surf to everything in between to skipjack on the harbor, Gundy. I'd say that's about as complete as a reporter we've ever had from the shore guys there. That's pretty epic.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And, you know, all that swell and stuff that was so frustrating, you know, some nice contours on the beaches, a lot of sand moved around, and, you know, the fish are in there feeding right now. So terrific fishing.
That's rad. Well, great report, Gundy. We sure appreciate that one. Awesome, awesome job. And, man, we look forward to hearing. I don't know. That's going to be a pretty tough one to top for next week, but I look forward to hearing you try.
I know. All right, you guys have a good week and try to get out there.
Thanks, Gundy. Appreciate the phone call, as always. Hey, we got a little bonus for the report. Captain Mark Gillette from the Eclipse Commander on the line right now. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, Rick. How you doing?
We're doing great. Good morning. Sounds like you're on the water.
I am. I'm out on the commander here. We're on the second day of a 2-day charter. We're San Clemente Island here. It's tough condition here. We've got a yellowtail going here on the bow. A little bit of yellowtail around. It's not real big fish by any means. A good calico bass fishing and rock fishing here yesterday for us. But, quick trip announcements here. We do have the commander going out Tuesday night for a day and a half trip fishing bluefin tuna. So folks are interested and want to save the drive down and check out the commander out of Long Beach Sport Fishing. We are leaving Tuesday night out of Long Beach Sport Fishing here. And then we'll be leaving Wednesday night and Friday night on the Eclipse for a day and a half trip. The Eclipse got in this morning from a day and a half trip. He had really good fishing. He didn't say it was spectacular by any means. I'm sure you guys have heard plenty of reports. But you guys want to... We are talking about bluefin tuna in April. So,
that's so cool.
You know, I know a lot of folks that, you know, think that, hey, you know, I'll just wait until June or July rolls around. But the fact that some fish has shown up here in April kind of tells me it might not be a very long bluefin tuna season. That's just that possibility. So if you want your opportunity to try to catch a bluefin tuna, you know, while these things are around, it might be a time to come out and try to catch one.
Strike while the iron's hot. So, again, Tuesday night, day-and-a-half trip out of Long Beach on the Commander, and then Eclipse running out of C4 Sport Fishing?
Yes, sir. Wednesday night and Friday night, both day-and-a-half trips. Both landings have free and ample parking. You can go onto their websites and book right online. And if you guys are interested in doing any charters with us, you can give me a call at 619-518-8701.
All right. Well, great report. Glad to hear that the Yellowtail are biting and that soon to be Bluefin coming over the rail, the Commander and the Eclipse. Mark, great report. Appreciate that. We'll look forward to talking to you real soon.
All right, guys. See you later. Happy Sunday.
Hey, Mark. Appreciate that. Well, that's going to wrap up our catch report. Great fishing going on. Let's jump right back into the phones. Talk to Mo, who's calling us from Vista this morning. Hi, Mo. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, the captains of the Independence, I heard you say something about your chillers. When you store your fish, are they all, do you freeze them or solid, or do you, they all fresh?
No, we generally store our fish fresh. We don't freeze fish unless we're on a long trip. So.
Okay. How about those 18 days? Do you freeze them then?
Well, yeah, you would in the beginning of the trip, first couple of days. It just depends on, excuse me, where you're fishing and how many days you have left in the trip.
Also, Mo, a lot depends on, sometimes we will have a well frozen. That way, if guys want to get their fish canned, they can throw them in that well. Because in order to can fish, they have to be frozen. And so sometimes we'll do that just for the offering. If the guy wants a fish canned, we'll have a well frozen. Thank God with the boat that we do have, it has enough capacity where we can do this.
Took the words out of my mouth. That's the one, you know, one of the many advantages of fishing on the Indy is you guys hold so much that, you know, you can easily do that. If you want to just dedicate a well to frozen, there's still so much in the fresh or vice versa that it's just
right.
It's hard to put a dent in anything. And that's the, I mean, I would say the advantage of the RSW is just no question. The product, how nice the fish comes out, but It is that. It's not frozen. You can't have a fish not frozen forever. There's a time factor. And like you say, when you're gone for 18 days, the beginning of a trip, that's too long. What would you say is a comfortable amount of time that a fish can be in fresh before
you've
got
it? We've done it as long as, I think, 9 days, mm-hmm. 9 or 10. The thing is, we don't do 18-day trips. Mm-hmm. We're doing a 17-day, which is only 1 day difference.
Right. A long trip in general.
Long trip. Yeah, 16-day or so. You know, you're looking at 4 days to get down there. So, you know, you got 12 days left until you get back. I would say probably, you know, 9 days is usually, 9 or 10 days is about good.
About where you want to
be.
That's cool. Mo, that answer your question for you?
Yeah, it sure does. Thank you.
Appreciate that very much. Thanks a lot for that. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour of your phone calls, tons of information, tons of great stuff. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup with the boys from the Independence. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
I got my line in the water.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons C4th Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new C4th Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at C4th Sport Fishing. And it's all run
run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium BMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, right.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Have you ever imagined casting a fly or a lure on one of the most beautiful and productive rivers in Alaska? At Katmai Lodge, you can catch up to all five species of Pacific salmon. The king, sockeye, chum, pink, and silver salmon, along with rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, Dolly Varden, and other native stream fish. When anglers dream of trophy salmon and trout, the Alagnac River is their destination, and Katmai Lodge is the premier base camp. Being the original river-based lodge on the Alagnac gives the facility a leg up on the competition. Both experienced and novice anglers have rated Katmai Lodge and its knowledgeable guides as the best of the best. Katmai Lodge is remote, yet offers all the amenities of a first-class lodge. During your Alaska visit, you'll see amazing wildlife, brown bears, caribou, eagles, moose, otters, and much more. Schedule a day trip on their private De Havilland Otter Float Plane and visit the world-famous Brooks Falls. Book online at katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326. That's katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326 for the fishing adventure of a lifetime.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year. With all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646 Baja.
Everybody looks forward to spring fishing. The yellowtail are starting to bite, and exciting tuna action is right around the corner. As the fishing is ramping up, Ford Truck Month is winding down. These are the final days to get big rebates and special low financing on Ford F-Series, the best-selling trucks in America for 39 years in a row. That's why you see so many at the launch ramp these days. F-150 has the power and capability to tow and launch your boat with ease. Plus, its high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body panels won't rust like other trucks. If you have a big boat to move and need even more muscle, Ford Super Duty is definitely the way to go. Its next-generation 6.7-liter Powerstroke turbo diesel delivers big-time power along with impressive fuel economy. So don't miss the final days of Ford Truck Month. Best time of the year to step up to a new F-150 or Super Duty. See your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.